The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
And welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, March the 1st. We've got two topics today. We start, first of all, with my friend Andrea Shelton, City of Columbia. Good to have you here.
It's great to be back.
Yeah. Now, you've got big events coming up through the spring and summer.
Yes.
And one not very far away.
Yeah.
What is it?
Earth Day.
Yeah.
Earth Day is Sunday, April 27th, and we are currently recruiting for volunteers.
So these volunteers that you're recruiting for, what do you want them to do?
Well, I wanted to mention that this is the 44th year of Earth Day, and it's the City of Columbia's 25th year hosting the event consecutively.
Yeah.
So the event every year just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And for more fun.
And more fun. Yeah, it is. Right. It's a lot of fun. And so to be able to manage this, we really need a lot of volunteers to participate in the event.
How many people are you looking for?
Hundreds of people, but some of the things that we're looking for people, like at my booth, I'm looking for people for my table. You know, we have a table on Eco Avenue. Eco Avenue is a spot where environmentally conscious groups, you know, talk about how to live a more sustainable lifestyle. So those groups are looking for people to basically man their booths and, you know, give out information in these 2-hour shifts. We also have the children's area. We're teaching kids how to make art projects out of recycled material. We need, volunteers for that. This event runs from noon until 7. We also need volunteers for the dirty job, like managing recycling and refuse for the day.
Okay. Well, I would really call that a dirty job.
I know.
Though. I mean, you're not
going to get dirty, but right. It's a little tougher job. So we, you know, ask people to make maybe, you know, one round, you know, making sure everything's okay with the recycling and the refuse for the day. So we're just looking for volunteers to work 2-hour shifts from 12 to 7, even traffic direction. There's just a lot of different, you know, positions that they can have.
Right. So they can come down, they can volunteer for a couple of hours, and then they can enjoy the rest of the day and have fun.
That's the great part about Earth Day. You know, you want to come down, have a lot of fun, learn something, and then also, you know, you're volunteering and you're encouraging the spirit of volunteerism in the city by doing so as
this
well.
This is a wonderful way to give back to the community.
It really is. We are so blessed to live in a community like Columbia.
Oh, my goodness.
And we need to think about what our public service is and how we're going to give back to our community.
I've said so many times, and this is so true, I think the people of Central Missouri, the people of Columbia, are some of the most giving, caring, loving people that you will find.
Our volunteer programs, when we go to other cities that are our size and even larger, they're just astounded. They're astounded by the volume of hours, the volume of people that we have participating in our volunteer programs.
Right. Okay. So if people want to sign up to volunteer, what do they need to do?
Call me at 874-6271 or email me at pw-volunteer@gocolumbiamo.com.
Okay. And you will walk them through everything?
Yeah, just depending on what their interests are, you know, and you know, we want to match up their interests with what our needs are and make sure that they have a great position that they're really interested in so they can have a lot of fun, have a good time, and educate people about how to live a more sustainable lifestyle.
And you got those 8x10 glossy
stuff. Stop it.
All right. My dear friend, Andrea Shelton, always a pleasure to have you here.
It's always a pleasure to be
here. Okay. So Earth Day, got coming up in April. Yes. Sign up, volunteer.
Call me. Need volunteers.
Okay. You've got all your operators standing by now.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I turn to Mike Dunn, who is general manager of KBIA. Welcome to Radio Friend, Mike.
Thanks.
And today is Tuesday, March the 4th. Tomorrow is a very important day for KBIA.
Tomorrow kicks off our spring pledge drive.
Yeah. Now, people know that the pledge drive is so important. It used to be 2 weeks.
Yes, it did.
But what you tried last time, did you start it the first time last time? You cut it down.
Last fall, we cut the fall drive in the long run from 10 days to a little bit more than 6.
And it worked out pretty well, didn't it?
Well, we made all the money that we needed to make to keep things going, and that's what we hope to do this spring.
Explain why these pledge drives are so very important.
Well, I think there are two key reasons. One is, as a public media station, we need to generate income to pay our bills. And pledge drives are the most cost-effective way of doing it. Mm-hmm. It's a way of reaching people who we're looking primarily in these pledge drives for new donors.
But, you know, I think a lot of times people take a radio station like KBIA for granted. You've got so much information that's available. Mm-hmm. Then you've got wonderful classical music. We hear things on KBIA that you are not going to hear on other radio stations.
Right. Yeah.
And it's our radio station. Mm-hmm. It's our community radio station. We all need to take part in it. If you enjoy listening to KBIA, don't take it for granted. Be a part of it.
You sound like you're doing a pledge break.
Oh, well, I honestly feel that way. Yeah. If you enjoy the station, be a part of it. And when you do make that donation or make a pledge, you know that you are a part of the station. You're a reason why it is able to continue from day to day.
I think people mistakenly sometimes believe that either the University of Missouri or federal money, both of which we receive, is enough to pay for everything. But frankly, it's not. As you're talking, we have a lot of very interesting programming, and to produce that programming, it does cost a substantial sum of money.
Yeah, and you
it's very labor intensive, and you know that from being around news, because news especially is very labor intensive.
And National Public Radio doesn't just appear there.
No. No.
Or you have to pay
them a nice sum of money, and it's worth it.
Of course it is. Because you hear things on NPR that you're not going to hear on any of the other broadcast stations.
I don't know how many times I hear somebody in casual conversations mentioning, did you hear that on NPR yesterday or something?
Oh, all the time. Know? I mean, I start my day with KBIA and NPR. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful station. We're very fortunate. We're very fortunate to have a station of this caliber in our central Missouri area, not just for Columbia, but throughout the entire central Missouri area. So, Mike, go ahead and do a pitch here. It starts tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What time?
Okay, the funny thing is for our purposes, I will actually arrive at the station about 4 a.m.
Okay.
And get everything set up. We'll do our first pledge break at 6:19. I have it down. I know exactly when every break is.
6:19.
6:19 will start.
And Darren will be there.
Should be there. Roger Karwoski will be there. That's our
okay. It's fun to listen to, and I find myself kind of like the old Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon, listening from day to day. Are they going to make that goal?
Yep.
Is it going to happen today or not? If you have made a pledge in the past, we ask you to please do so again. If you have not made a pledge, now is the time to really seriously think about it and call tomorrow. What's the number to call?
882-9136.
882-9136. Do we hear the phones ringing yet? You can call today if you want to.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike Dunn, thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck with the fun drive starting tomorrow. Andrea, thank you for coming by. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, A.B. Simon. Our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.